I knew zero. And here are some of the stories that are making headlines today. Thousands of people protested in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, Sunday in the first demonstration since Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha ignored demonstrators' Saturday night deadline to resign. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. Measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows two nights of protests in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week. Malaysia's king rejected on Sunday a request by the country's prime minister to declare a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus crisis. The king said he did not see the need. The move is a blow for the prime minister, who is facing a leadership challenge from a leading opposition leader, as well as infighting within his ruling coalition. New fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces on Sunday over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, as both sides blamed each other for blocking a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Armenia accused Azeri forces of shelling civilian settlements. Baku denied killing civilians and said it was ready to implement a ceasefire, provided that Armenian forces withdrew from the battlefield. Lebanon's top Christian cleric urged Prime Minister-designate Saeed al-Hariri in Lebanon on Sunday to avoid backdoor deals and to quickly form a new government that will start lifting the country out of financial crisis. Veteran Sunni politician Hariri was named premier for a fourth time on Thursday, a year after huge protests against the ruling elite pushed him to quit.